The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Hello, and welcome to KTQA Daily Briefing. It is Friday, May 15th, 2020, at about 2 minutes past 3 o'clock. I'm Becky, here in the remote mobile KTQA studio, where our phone number is 253-330-8821. As always, state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health department officials are staffing a coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can visit wa211.org online. Some state news has come out. The governor has published memos for how to resume outdoor recreation for counties in phases 1 and 2 of reopening. The full guidelines can be read at governor.wa.gov in the news section. But as you might imagine, there's a lot of things regarding social distancing and sanitizing of facilities. In King County, UW researchers are recruiting outpatients who have been diagnosed with COVID-19 for a study on whether treatments, including hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, can prevent death and hospitalization of COVID-19 patients. Anyone who has tested positive for the virus can call or text 206-773-7129 or email actu@uw.edu to inquire about participating in the study. Here in Pierce County, the Pierce County Planning and Public Works Department is offering free online vermicomposting classes tomorrow, May 16th, from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Vermicomposting is composting using the use of worms. Participants can learn more and register at piercecountywa.gov/compost. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department notes that that one in five people experience mental illness. People with no previous history of mental illness can find themselves experiencing uncomfortable symptoms like increased anxiety during public health emergencies and alterations to one's way of living. Resources can be found online at mhanational.org/COVID-19. Spanaway Lake is currently under a toxic algae advisory. Individuals and pets should avoid swimming, wading, water skiing, or fishing until the health department lifts the advisory. More info can be found online at tpchd.org/advisories. Here in Tacoma, starting Monday, May 18th, the Tacoma Recovery and Transfer Center, also known as the Dump, will be open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for garbage and yard waste loads. The Recycle Center and Houseload Hazardous Waste Facility will be open to residential customers on Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays. The Goodwill drop-off station will remain closed until further notice. Customers must have an active solid waste residential account, and all payments should be made by credit card. Customers are asked to observe physical distancing, wear a face mask, and be patient with significant wait times. More info can be obtained by calling 253-502-2100 or by visiting cityoftacoma.org/solid waste. Tacoma's Meadow Park Golf Course will be open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. starting May 22nd. Online reservations and payment will be required to play. No drop-in golf will be allowed. Group sizes will be limited to 2 players from separate households per tee time, or foursomes allowed only if they are all from the same household. Golfers must maintain 6-foot distancing from staff and others and may not touch flag sticks. Apparently, the cups have been modified for you to be able to retrieve your golf balls without being able to, or without having to move the flagsticks. The Puyallup tribe will reopen the Fife Emerald Queen Casino location at 10 a.m. on Monday. The casino will be limited to 30% capacity, but the hotel will remain closed for now. Patrons will submit to a temperature check upon entering and must wear masks and gloves. And the Hilltop Action Coalition will host its monthly meeting virtually on Monday, May 18th at 6 p.m. on Facebook Live. Guest speakers will be Deputy Mayor Keith Blocker and John Gaines with the City of Tacoma Public Utilities. I was pretty pleased and honored to be able to join Brendan Nelson and Alisa Torres for the Hilltop Action Coalition's weekly update. And it was a pretty fun conversation. You can find that as a video on the Hilltop Action Coalition's Facebook page. And I think I might be stopping by at least to watch the monthly meeting. Should be pretty interesting. Dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Dial 211 for statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number is 253-330-8821. You can call us or text us there, and you can see anything that we read today at daily.ktqa.org. See you guys on Monday.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.